As you know, we reserve a few minutes to discuss current trends that you'd expect from reading Bible prophecy. We don't hear about it very often, but there are geographical changes happening right now in Israel that are in accordance with lots of unfulfilled prophecies. In Isaiah, for example, we read, "The wilderness and the wasteland shall be glad for them, and the desert shall rejoice and blossom as the rose." In the Negev desert, Israel has developed flourishing vineyards using saline water and desert-adapted grapes. They produce award-winning wines, and many other things are happening since they have moved back in 1948. You see pictures of the promised land. Are you like me? You say, that's the promised land? It's like a wasteland, right? But then they've come in now and really tuned it up to be a wonderful agricultural center. And the Israelis, separate from all that, they are on top of water conservation. I mean, they've got it going. They invented drip irrigation, all right? And then they also, you know, turn seawater into real water. And what else do they got? They have a thing. I don't know if you'd like this or not, but when they build houses, when they build anything, there's a sensor that tells them if there's any kind of a leak anywhere in the piping system, and they, man, you fix it immediately. And so they don't have any water problems whatsoever. And so the desert is blooming as a result of that. But here's something more specific from Ezekiel that I found fascinating. A long passage from Ezekiel, but it's important. It's in chapter 47. He said to me, "Son of man, have you seen this?" Then he brought me and returned me to the bank of the river. When I returned, there along the bank of the river were very many trees on one side and on the other. Then he said to me, "This water flows toward the eastern region and enters the sea, and when it reaches the sea, its waters are healed. And it shall be that every living thing that moves wherever the rivers go will live. These will be a very great multitude of fish because these waters go there, for they will be healed and everything will live wherever the river goes. It shall be that fishermen will stand by it from En-Gedi to En-Galim, and there will be places for spreading their nets. Their fish will be of the same kinds as the fish of the great sea, exceedingly many, but its swamps and marshes will not be healed. They will be given over to salt." I watched a really cool short video showing that three of these things are occurring right now. Water is running down into the Dead Sea and being purified. Craters are forming naturally, capturing the salt in the water before it goes back out to the Dead Sea. And the fish are small, albeit. They're not, you know, they don't have any giant carp or anything yet, but there are fish now in the Dead Sea. And if you, I did a Google search, hey, are there any fish in the Dead Sea? No. But there are some small fish, and a lot of them. So now the craters, they're called bolanos. I don't know why I like that, though. Hey, Bolano. But there are over 9,000 of these. They form naturally, and they're forming two every day, two new ones every day. This is only happening on the Israeli side of the Dead Sea. It's not happening on the Jordanian side. And so these are indicators pointing toward the prophetic future described in Ezekiel. It's a near fulfillment of prophecy. It will be a far fulfillment in the millennium. We'll talk about that in our message today. Prophecy oftentimes has that, and maybe you saw this in the news. I don't think this is prophetic, so don't quote me on, but I wanted to sneak it in. It's the weirdest thing I've heard in a long time. The UK plans open-air experiments in solar geoengineering to reduce incoming solar radiation and mitigate global warming. The primary method involves stratospheric aerosol injection inspired by the temporary cooling caused by volcanic eruptions. And so these guys saw that when volcanoes erupt, the dust cloud keeps the sun out, which is an amazing, you need a PhD to come to that conclusion. I mean, that's meteorology 1000 right there. And so now they want to recreate that. Haven't we been doing that for years with the chemtrails and contrails that you see every day that nobody wants to talk about? So they're going to put something in the atmosphere to block out the sun. And they also have plans to do something to brighten the sun at different times with salt. What could go wrong, right? What could go wrong with this? This is the stupidest stuff I ever saw. Anyway, this is how people think nowadays, right? And so they're going to solve global warming by covering themselves, you know, or something. Anyway, I thought that's why we had umbrellas anyway, right? Just put out your umbrella and it's the same effect. The resurrection and the rapture of the church is always imminent. Could happen any moment. Nothing needs to happen before it can happen. And so each week we like to exhort you. Are you ready for the rapture? If not, get ready, stay ready, keep looking up, because ready or not, Jesus is coming.